I forgot to announce conference Sunday morning. I understand I messed up again. Some of us maybe forgot it's conference, but anyway, we're going to have conference tonight. And my fault that Miss May didn't have the minutes because I didn't announce it. So I'll take all responsibility. My fault. My fault, Miss May. But we'll get the I hear you. But my fault I didn't announce it Sunday morning, but we'll get the last quarter approved next quarter also. So we nothing big and important about it. I think we can skip that, get them improved next time. So I'd like to bow again in prayer and thank the Lord for this. This is us already completed two quarters of our new church year, and half of our church year is almost in a fast speed already to be over with before long. I can't believe springtime's already here, but it's moving fast. But anyway, half of the church year is over with, and we're starting on our third quarter right now, and it's moving swiftly. So we just want to thank the Lord for such a good church year already. If you have your report on our budget, what we have a budget to, everything the church have been paid off. I mean, everything we bought, everything has been paid off. We don't owe anything on our church. And as that was starting of January, we was through with everything. And already we got nearly $10,000 saved up in our savings. We hadn't had that in several years. But we appreciate what everybody has done these past few years. And also what the Lord has done, most of all. We've paid off everything that we have, and we're moving on in. We're doing things a little bit slow now, but maybe we can pick up speed next year. We hope so. But we appreciate what everybody has done. Let's go again to the Lord in prayer. Father, it's so good to come together tonight on a Wednesday night. Lord, the prayers have been offered up. And we want to thank the people, Father, for the concern that we have for these names. And, Father, the people they see each day and each week. And the concern they have for the phone calls and for the trips and that they make. And just the visits for each one of us makes. And, we just want to thank the people for that, Lord. They got the other people on their mind. So we want to thank the church here this night, God, and that you have touched their heart and so many people. It's not even of this church that we lift them up in prayer because, Father, we know that you love everybody, Lord, because you died for everybody. So we thank the Lord for the love and the mercy, God, this hour, this time, God, that we might come together in the name of Jesus Christ. And here this night, Father, we want to thank you, Father, for what you've done in the past years of this church and where you have brought us to. And, Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that it's debt-free, that, Lord, that we can move out, Lord, and do greater things for you in the future than we have in the past. And, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy that you have granted us this day. And, Father, as we move into this conference this night, we just pray that everything that's said and done will bring glory to your name. So, Father, we want to thank you for all these blessings in the precious and the holy name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. This conference is now in session. As I said, the minutes, we'll go over that next quarter, and we'll approve last quarter and this quarter both at the same time. If everybody has a copy of our budget report, our checking, as I say, we've paid off everything. All of our bills is free. $18,400 in our regular checking. And as I said, the savings, the first time we've had a savings in several years, is nearly $10,000, praise the Lord, that we don't have to pay any bills. And it's a good savings for this few months. Thank you, Lord, for this church and what you have done here in this place. Do anybody have any questions, any discussion on the budget report? I will mention in there, if you look down in our mission area, we're going to cover some of this tonight. The deacons have met, and we're going to cover some of this tonight as we make another step forward. In our mission report, we haven't done a whole lot in missions. But we've been meeting every quarter. As I said, the money would be getting kind of tight before we paid our church off. When we have the first of the year, we usually have our budget report. We didn't make up our budget. We didn't do anything for the missions. We thought we'd do it by the quarterly, which maybe next year when we make up a budget, we'll take care of all of it at one time. Praise the Lord, we won't owe any money. We can take care of all of our budget and all of our mission and everything else all in one time. So tonight we're going to cover some of our missions in the next quarter, even some more, that as we go along. And then next year, maybe we'll be able back where we used to be and back where we can make a budget up and we might take care of it all at one time. And I certainly hope so as we cover our mission. We certainly need to do more on our mission than we ever done before, and I hope that we can, being that we don't have any bills and don't owe anybody, that we're free to do all that we can for the Lord more than we've ever done before, because it's all about others. Any questions or any comments on our report? Any comments on the report? If not, Suzanne, we thank you for the report that we have here. The youth did not have any expenses here, so there's no report for the youth. They didn't spend any this quarter, or last quarter, I should say. And that brings us into the deacon recommendations. Brother Deacons, any recommendations? Amen. That was a recommendation from the deacons, and I'll go over it again with you. As I explained to you, we just kind of take it a quarter at a time. We only got two more quarters in this church here before we get back. We hope to normal, on our, especially on our mission work. This was brought up in the deacons meeting, and also this as a recommendation to the church. Magnolia House is going to give them $2,000. I usually do this through the whole year, but we didn't have to give them anything for the first two quarters, so we want to give $1,000 this quarter and $1,000 next quarter. We want to go ahead and approve that, get that out of the way. That's what I said, didn't I? Okay, what? Did I say Magnolia House? I'm sorry. Thank you then. No, the Mary Street Mission. I had it on my mind, Steve. You didn't brought it up. The Mary Street Mission is one that's in Waycross, and most of you know about. We, in Thanksgiving time, we meet up and have service, but they need some help bad over there. That's a good cause for our association. And I think last year we gave them $1,000 or $2,000. I don't remember. Do y'all remember what we gave anybody? I can't remember what it was, but it was. This is for the whole year, but we hadn't done anything, so we thought we could get $1,000 approved this quarter that we're in now, and go ahead and get $1,000 approved for the next quarter. That'd be $2,000 for this whole year that we've helped them out. But in that's what Stevie's brought up for the church as a recommendation for Mary Street Mission. And I think everybody who wants to be on board with a mission for Richie Allen, when they were here, you mentioned about the water supply for those different villages, and $700 to $1,000 to give him $1,000 this quarter, and then $1,000 next quarter to his mission. That won't drain too much for a church of this quarter. It gives us the 6 months to get this up, and that'll be $1,000 this quarter and $1,000 next quarter. That was another one of the recommendations. And then I'm planning on going on Mexico to carry a load. We got them loaded up now. Two trailers going to the orphanage, three orphanages down in Mexico. We got the trucks and trailers loaded now. I'm going to this church support me going in there and carrying a load to these orphans in Mexico. Usually takes $1,000 for gas to make the round trip for me and my wife to carry this stuff that they already gathered up, food and clothing and medical supplies. So that's $5,000, but only three of it will come due this quarter. Two next quarter, if y'all approve it. And then after we have this coming quarter, then we'll get on this other, as Brother Stevie said, and see what we can do in these other areas, which we will. Now, any discussion on this? Did everybody understand what they brought up? Yeah. Well, we need to wait till next quarter we can. Next quarter we're going to look at whatever's left. Is it on the list? Oh, well, it don't have to be on the list for us to do it. But next quarter that's going to drain us down pretty close. Even if we have to use some of our savings to build us back up, we're still going to give to our missions. But we get it now and check what we can. But we just taking this much for this quarter, and then maybe next quarter we'll finish it up to everything we might need to give to or can give to, I put it this way, or what we can afford to give. We need to give more. Everybody understand how we're kind of going slow the rest of this year and been going slow, but after this half of the year, next year we'll be able to do maybe all at one time and get through with it. Any discussion? Everybody understand? Huh? No. Right. We're going to do that for a month. We take that money, and what she's asking, do we need to give anything additional? What we take that, which we usually do. We usually give. We've been giving $500. To them. Right. For both of them, for Annie Armstrong and Lonnie Moon, that's what we've been doing. But, yeah, that's due. Well, anytime you want to send it, really. But, I mean, we're going to start taking it up next Sunday, I think. Is that right? Okay. All right. Let's take care of this first that Brother Stevie brought up. The deacon's made a recommendation to the church. Have any discussion on the recommendation? If not, we need a motion to accept the recommendation of the deacons. Mother Buck made a motion. I hear a second. Who? Oh, Carl. A second the motion. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, so carried by the church. You got that down, Miss May? Okay, now the Annie Armstrong. What do y'all want to do about Annie Armstrong? Brother Stevie's made a motion that we give $500 addition to what we take up from the church. And Brother Orville seconded. Any discussion to start with? Any discussion on that? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. We got that now, Miss May, the ones that made a motion second everything? Okay. Sometimes it's hard to hear all over the church, so I'll try to say it twice where we get it all down. Okay, any other on our mission work? Any old and unfinished business that we can think of right now? Any new business that needs to bring up? Oh, I don't know. We better find out what we can do. I mean, you think you could? Why don't you and Johnny and Joe and whoever else wants to be on that and put something together and see what we can do? And therefore, we just discuss about it because we don't know what to bring up or what to talk about until we find out what we can do. But do that, we'll find out what we can do. Any other new business? I hear a motion that we close conference. Yes, sir. Okay. Amen. Y'all hear that? Well, I know we've been kind of slow on our mission work. I say we've had to kind of slow with our bill we had hanging over our head, but we can free us up. We can do better. What Stevie is saying is we want the voice of the church, or what Stevie is saying is we need the voice of the church and also the concern of the church and the direction we need to go in our mission and what we need to do in what area. We can't do everything, but we can do some things. But we need the input of more people to get involved in our mission work we have at this church, because that's what it's about. Is that what you're saying, Stevie? Okay. All right, anything else? Now, I hear a motion that we close conference. I hear a second. You get that, Miss May? Hey, all in favor by saying amen. Man, give me just a few minutes to get this. Y'all hit it on the board for me. I'm going to talk in a hurry. I got to say something after studying this. I'm not going to take one verse. Just one verse. And that verse is Psalms 118 and 24. This is a day which the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Boy, that is packed. That is packed. Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? You know, time is hard to define. You know, I said, if I could just have time just to say a few words. Time, everything we talk about time, what is time? Well, it's hard to define, but, you know, time's what we have while we're here on this earth. It's amazing how we spend this precious moments that we have on this earth, but you know how important time is the older you get. And, you know, we have several people that's terminal ill and have some terminal illness, and, you know, I've been in hospitals this week every day and talked with different people, not just for our church members, different ones, and people that's really, really, really sick and really close to leaving this world. And you just don't know how it feels to talk to them, and they know that they're counting their minutes and they just counting their seconds. And they just don't know how much time they have left. And, you know, we don't know how much time we have left either. We don't mind wasting time, but we'll do anything we can to keep from losing it, because time is very, very important to us. Now, we need to learn some things about every day, that it's a God-giving day. Don't you know, the older we get, the more that I appreciate the time? Do y'all? You know, I didn't appreciate time too much whenever I was younger. You know, time, it went by about like pouring cold syrup out of a bottle. But I'm going to tell you now, it's like, you know, it's like a running the gasoline out now. It goes in a hurry. But time is so precious. It's a God-giving day, every day that we have, and it's a God-governed day. Some practices and some principles we need to understand. I got some on the board. I studied about this time all day. You know, receive each day. It's a gift of God. This day, you know, it's a gift of God that God gave you this day. It's a gift. Redeem each day for the glory of God. We ought to have done everything we could today for the glory of God. Rejoice each day in the goodness of God. Boy, I tell you, the Lord has been good to us. Has the Lord been good to you? Good gracious, I tell you, everybody in this building, you know, ought to stand up and give about an hour and a half testimony. That'd put us about late tomorrow evening getting out of here, wouldn't it? But that is the truth, is it not? Anybody have a testimony today, I mean this hour, that God has been good to me and to my family? Receive each day as a gift from God. It says, has made. God has made this day for us. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month. Every heartbeat. I went to the heart doctor today, and every heartbeat. And you know, every breath that I breathe. Did you know that is a God-giving gift to me? Every second, every hour, every week, and every breath that you breathe is a God-giving gift to you. Because God don't have to take your life. All he has to do is stop giving it. Just stop giving you that breath. It all comes from God. Now you have life because he gave it. Job says, seeing the days are determined, the number of the months are with thee, thou hast appointed thou bounds that he cannot pass. Lamentation says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The reason that I'm here tonight with you, and the reason you're here tonight with me, because of God's faithfulness to give us life this day. He don't owe us anything, but he gave us life this day. Every sunrise and every sunset is a gift from God. You ever said that, man, I wished I had as much time as you have, or as much time you have, as much time somebody has? You ever said, boy, I haven't had as much time as they have? And we all of us know that we have the same amount of time every day. We just need to be a good steward over that time that God has given me here, just a little while here on his earth. And it's just going to be a little while, is it not? It's passed away in a hurry. I don't have the time to do everything I want to do, do you? But I have time to do everything that God wants me to do. And you do too. We have all the time we need to do what God wants us to do. We just need to get in on it. You know, Jesus Christ lived 33 years, as history tells us, on this earth. Only 3 years was given to his ministry, what he had to do for his Father, and it was fulfilled. John 17:4 says, I have glorified thee on this earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 19:30 said, and when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, when he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. 3 years to accomplish what his Father had for him to do here on this earth. How many years have you lived on God's earth? And the will of the Father that God has given you to do. God has given a will for you to do and a work for you to do here on this earth. And God does not owe us any time on this earth. We owe God the time that he has given us, but he does not owe us. So to start with, you know, receive each day as a gift of God. And redeem each day, you know, for the glory of God. Now, a lot of things that we carry over, just like we got through with our budget, we carry over things from year to year. And I know if a lot of you have worked on your job and you carry vacation time over and you carry this thing over, you know, and sometimes, you know, you have a bill and you carry that bill over on the next year credit. But there's one thing you can't carry over. You can't carry time over. There's not 25 hours in any day. They're only 24 hours. We can't carry any of it with us. It's like that dollar you got in your pocket. You can spend it any way you want to, but you can only spend it one time. And that's the way life is. It can only be spent one time. So we need to focus on the present, not the past. And that's verse 24. This is the day, this day, which the Lord hath made. Today, not yesterday and not tomorrow, but today he made. The key is, make the most of it. I'm enjoying every day. I enjoy every day. Some days I enjoy more than do others, because I didn't enjoy sitting at the doctor's office in the hospital, but I enjoy Sundays more than others. Live one day at a time. I know that most of us have been sick and been on a hospital bed and been sick and have other problems. You don't know how long it's going to take you to get over it, but you know how you get over your sickness. You know how you get over your difficulties, and you get over it one day at a time. Just one day at a time. You know, that's what we need to understand. We just get one day at a time. I'm learning a little bit more about this all the time as the Lord lets me stay on this earth, about one day at a time. In a lot of areas of our life, it's only one day at a time. You worry about your retirement, you worry about your Social Security, you worry about your doctor bill, you worry about your health care, you worry about out there in the future, because there's a lot of things, you know, that look so uncertain now. But God says, don't worry about that tomorrow. Yet I worry about it. You know, if you want me to worry, just tell me not to worry. Doctor say, don't worry, I'll start worrying. But you die, God says, don't worry about tomorrow. I'll take care of that. That tomorrow may not never come. One day at a time. As I see people, as I go to Mexico, and it's a great mission. It's a lot of hard, heavy work to do and long hours. But when I see people in Mexico with a house built out of nothing but just scrap pasteboard and plywood or whatever they can find, and little boys and girls walk around in trash piles with barefoot and not nothing, and I see a little pot that they have picked up, and they build a fire under it, and they pour some beans in that little pot with some water that they dipped out of the river, and they heat that little pot up with those beans in it. When they eat them beans, they eat them beans today, and they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but they're glad today. I've learned that about taking one day at a time. We worry about our bills, we worry about this, but boy, I'll tell you what, if you just had to worry about what you had to eat just for the day, tomorrow had to take care of itself, but just for the day. There are 2 days will rob you of your joy. That's yesterday and also tomorrow, living in the present. A man lost his eyesight. He went to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, I can treat it now and get your eyesight back. And he did. He took the treatments, and eyesight come back in 2 or 3 months. He went back to the doctor. The doctor said, have you lost your eyesight? He says, no, I hadn't lost my eyesight, but I lost my memory. I can't remember yesterday what I'd done. I can't remember my car keys. I can't remember names. I can't remember what I'd done. I said, I lost my memory. Well, the doctor checked him. He said, well, he says, I got a treatment, I believe, to take care of that. He said, but the funny thing about it is, though, if I treat you, I believe I can get your memory back, but you'll lose your eyesight again. Do you want the treatments? He says, no, I'd rather see where I'm going than remember where I've been. And you know what? That ought to be true for every one of us. We ought to want to see where we're going instead of remember where we've been. Because I know sometimes memory is good for us because it's a riddle. It keeps us going on through on a straight path. But that's exactly right. But Matthew 6:33, it says the same thing. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficiency unto the day is the evil thereof. Will Rogers says, if you only had 48 hours, Will Rogers, how would you live them 48 hours? He said, 1 hour at a time. And I talked to somebody this week in the hospital. And she said, they're going to just take it one day at a time, because that's all that you can do, and that's all that I can do, is just take it one day at a time. That's all God told us to do. But we need to fix our priorities. We have so many things that we don't put our priorities in line. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. When you waste your time, you make yourself a thief and a murderer when we waste our time. Why? Because you see, you steal from God and you're killing yourself. And you're killing yourself. And you know, the Bible tells us don't spend all of our time in one place. Ecclesiastes, you know, 3, it says, you know, there's a time and there's a purpose for everything under the sun. You know, there's a time for labor. There's a time that we go to work. And there's a time, you know, for leisure and pleasures. There's a time for learning in school. There's a time, you know, for laughter. There's a time for living. And you see, but don't spend all of it in one place. As a lot of people don't have the priorities right, just like work is a great gift of God. It's a great virtue. But you can become a workaholic. And that's when you spend too much time in working and not enough of time with worshiping, not enough of time with witnessing, and not enough of time with family. Many times people have put work way before they put worship for the Lord. And I'm not talking about people that's got jobs and can't come. And I'm just saying it's a workaholic. We need to fulfill our programming time, see, because you see, we can either use it or we can either lose it. That old song, Brother Robert, Life Evening Sun. I don't know if that's the name, but I don't know what it is. It's sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. But you know that old song is very true. It's very true. Just a few more days, this man, I must go. But not only me, everybody is looking this way tonight. I'm going to tell you, a few more days and you must go also. Days are passing off real quick. Rejoice each day in the goodness of the Lord. He made these days. Joy, it says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Joy is an act of the will. You choose to be happy. It's a choice each day. I didn't even have time to even start on this, but if I had enough of time, I would. If I had enough of time. Time is so precious. And you know the time that we spend right here together with brothers and sisters in the Lord is the sweetest time on this face of eternity. You know, everything that we see and feel, touch here on this earth is just temporary. Did you know the only thing that's eternal is you on the face of this earth? The only thing eternal is you and I and our soul. Everything else is temporary. But you're not. You and your soul are going to spend somewhere for all eternity. It's eternal. Every one of us. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That little bitty baby that Rachel's holding now is going to spend somewhere in all eternity. There was a time whenever you wasn't. There'll never be a time when you will not be. Thank you, Lord. And thank you again for this church and God's blessing upon it. As we stand this night and be dismissed, and thank you for conference, and thank you for the ones that come tonight. And may God bless each and every one of you, and pray for those that we got so many sick.